Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to the Nelum Family Hour of Prayer. I'll be your host this evening. This is host Jalo. We'd like to welcome you all. We were having a little technical difficulty here. We'd like to apologize for the dead air at the time. But now we're waiting on callers to come in. We have caller 4636. Loretta?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, will you take over the host? We have another caller coming in. I'm not too familiar with the way this thing is by being late. I had to go home and do some background, okay?
Just everybody to come in here, but I can't do nothing.
You can be the host, Aynai. You go ahead and host your show, okay? Please?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening. Is anyone on the line?
Hello, we got caller 9438.
What?
We have callers coming in, Lord, on this microphone.
Okay, can you hear me?
Greetings, good evening. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Loretta, you still there? She done hung up. Okay, mm-hmm. Welcome to the Nelum Family Hour of Prayer. We'll be waiting for them to call in. Sorry, like once again, we'd like to apologize for the inconvenience. We had a little technical difficulty getting on the air here. All right. Well, today, while we'll be waiting, I would like to come out the book of Genesis unto the ones that have already joined in. And I'll be reading from Genesis 27, 1 through 13. I'll be coming out the King James Version. One day, in Isaac's old age, when he was half blind, he called for Isaac, his oldest son. My son. Yes, father. I am old man now and expect to die most any day. Take my bow and arrow out into the fields and get me some venison and prepare it just the way I like it, savory and good, and bring it here for me to eat. And I will give you the blessing that belongs to you, my firstborn son, before I die. But Rebekah overheard the conversation. So when Esau left the field to hunt for the venison, she called her son Jacob and told him what his father had said to his brother. Now, do it exactly as I tell you, as she told her son Jacob. Go out to the flocks and bring me two young goats, and I'll prepare your father's favorite dish for them. Then take it to your father, and after he has enjoyed it, he will bless you before his death instead of Esau. Jacob answered, but mother, he won't be fooled that easy. Think how hairy Esau is and how smooth his skin is. What if my father feels me? He'll think that I'm making a fool of him and curse me instead of blessing me. Rebecca stated, let his curse be on me, dear son, for do what I tell you. Go out and get the goats. So Jacob followed his mother's instruction, bringing the dress to kid, which she prepared in his father's favorite way. Then she took Esau's best clothes, they were there in the house, and instructed Jacob to put them on. And she made him a pair of gloves from the hairy skins of the young goats and fastened a strip of the hide around his neck. Then she gave him the meat with its rich aroma and some freshly baked bread. Jacob carried the platter of food into the room where his father was lying. And then Jacob stated, Father. And Isaac said, yes, who is it, my son, Esau or Jacob? And then Jacob answered, it's Esau, your oldest son. I've done as you told me to. Here's the delicious venison you wanted. Sit up and eat it, so that you will bless me with all your heart. Then Isaac stated, how are you able to find it so quickly, my son? Jacob stated, because Jehovah your God put it in my path. And Isaac said, come over here. I want to feel you and be sure it really is Esau. Jacob goes over to his father. He feels him. Then Isaac stated to himself, the voice is Jacob, but the hands are Esau's. The rush convincing Isaac, and he gives Jacob his blessing. Then Isaac said, are you really Esau? And Jacob said, yes, of course. Isaac said, then bring me the venison, and I will eat it and bless you with all my heart. Jacob takes it over to him, and Isaac eat. He also drink the wine Jacob brings him. And then Isaac, come here and kiss me, my son. Jacob goes over and kisses him on the cheek. Isaac sniffed his clothes and finally seemed convinced. Isaac said, the smell of my son is the good smell of the earth and the field that Jehovah has blessed it. May God always give you plenty of rain for your crops and good harvest of grain and new wine. May many nations be your slave. Be the master of your brothers. May all your realities bow low before you. Cursed are all who curse you, and blessed are all who bless you. As soon as Isaac had blessed Jacob, and also before Jacob leave the room, Esau arrived coming in from his hunt. He also has prepared his father's favorite dish and bring it to him. Here I am, father, with the venison. Sit up and eat it so that you can give me your finest blessing. Who is it? Why, it's me, of course, Esau, your oldest son. Isaac began to tremble noticeably. Then who is it who was just here with Vincent? And I have already eaten it and blessed him with irrevocable blessing. Esau began to sob, deep and bitter sobs. Oh, my father, bless me too. And Isaac, your brother was here and tricked me and has carried away your blessing. No wonder they call him the cheater. For he took my birthright, and now he has stolen my blessing. Oh, haven't you saved even one blessing for me? May the Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and the reading of his word be a blessing and insight. I'd like to welcome you all to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. I'd like to apologize for we experienced some technical difficulty for us being late coming up on the air today. Please call us. I'm not familiar with any of you all name. I'll be your guest host today. And I believe Loretta, she haven't called back. Yes, she has called back and on the air now. Okay. Loretta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay.
Okay. I just
good
finished
evening,
the reading.
Everyone. Okay, I just need to know who's on the line. If you would just read the last four digits and they tell me who they are.
Okay.
Please.
We have, yes, I thank you very much. We have 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Auntie Betty, welcome to the Nelson Family Hour Pair. We also have 5632.
5632. That's your mother and your daddy.
Mom.
Okay, welcome to the Nelson Family Hour Prayer. And we have 4636. That's you, Loretta, the host.
Yes.
Okay, we also have 0507.
Miss Williams. Okay.
Miss Williams, welcome to the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer. That's all we have at this time.
Okay.
And we'd like to welcome all you callers to the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer.
Okay. Loretta. We're going to go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to thank you all for your patience. I am traveling, and Angela's at her book club meeting, so things were off just a little bit, about 20-some minutes, but we'll be okay. God is good. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So today is an open session, so I pray that you all brought some good news to share. And if not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to thank you for your love, for your wisdom, for your faithfulness, for your understanding, for your patience. And most of all, we'd like to thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Father God, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Father God, we thank you for our prayer line, and we ask that you bless our prayer service tonight and remove anything and everything away from our airways that is not of you and send them back to the pits from which they come, back to the pits of the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Mom, can you do Matthew 19:26 for me, please?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man,
this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Mom. And going back to Hubert, thank you for reading out of Genesis 26 for us also. Okay, we're just going to go down the list and get right on into the program. And Auntie Betty, do you have any good news to share with this group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read the 100th Psalm.
Amen.
Brilliant.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter unto his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise. We thank unto him and faith, for the Lord is good. Mercy is everlasting, and his truth sure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Do we have a caller to call in?
Auntie Care.
Hi,
greetings,
Anna.
Welcome to the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer.
Okay, all right. Amen, amen. Dedication, all right. Okay, we're moving on down, and I come to Mom next. Any good news you have to share with this group tonight?
Mom, yes, I want to read Luke 44:44-49, and it says, preaching the right message. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalmist concerning me. The open of their understanding, that they might understand the scripture. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoove Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen.
Amen. Bless Allah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, just follow suit here, Daddy Vernon. Do you have any good news to share with this group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to read out Acts, the 4th chapter.
Amen.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put into his own power. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, receiving him out of their sight. And while they looked it steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olives, which is from Jerusalem a 7-day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where both Peter and James, and John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelo, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of James, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Okay, I will go next, and I will be coming out of one of Creflo Dollar books, and it's called The Power of God's Grace. And it goes on to say, grace is a precious gift from God. It enables us to carry out any task he has given for our lives. It is the power, the anointing, and the equipment we need to succeed in that which God has called us to do. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Moving into Miss Williams. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Isaiah 53.
Amen.
Starting with verse 1. It says, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is telling us that Jesus, by him died on the cross, he took all our sicknesses, all our sins are forgiven. All we have to do is confess it, believe it, and we can possess it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. And next I have Hubert. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. How blessed are the feet of the prophet that come bearing good tidings, good news, that is. That's the feet of the prophecy. I'd like to thank you all for joining in today. And I will call a number for those who would like to join in. Our guest call in number is 714-202-9942. And you're present listening to the Nellis Family Hour of Prayer. And it's a blessing to enter into the Lord's house with blessings and thanksgiving and praise and everything else you can add, as long as you're giving your 100%. I will be coming unto you from Ibari, that's the Hebrew book. The 8th chapter, the high priest of a new covenant. The point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven and who serves in the sanctuary. The true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already men who offer up gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy of a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is the mediator or the superior to the old one. And it is, it is founded on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the peoples and said, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will give them wickedness. Excuse me. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Mm-hmm. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of his word. Baruch Yah. Bless Allah.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Peace. Grace and peace be unto you all, and above all this time, add a little mercy on it, for the Lord mercy and do it forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
Amen.
You for that, Hubert. Is that Daniel? Okay, moving right along. I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with this group tonight?
I can.
Amen, amen. Okay. All right, we're moving right along, and I am going to go right into the sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your healing hand to heal our sick and shut in, for you know who they are. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way, so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, we thank you in advance for your healing power, and we plead the blood over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays. Any birthdays for the week that is coming? All the way through Saturday. I didn't have any on my list, so if anyone wants us to honor
Carrie.
Anyone's birthday today.
I see Carrie's birthday the 13th.
I see Carrie.
Yeah.
13th.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Any others?
Yes, Reverend Kevin Peterson, but I don't recall the date. I couldn't keep it up on the screen. We had a little technical difficulty keeping everything together up here, okay? Reverend Kevin Peterson of Disabling Action, that started the last church that as a family ordinated Light of Hope for the first disabled church started in Atlanta, Georgia by Reverend Kevin Peterson. Thank you.
Okay, amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, could you do the birthday song for us, please? We have Auntie Carrie's birthday coming up and Reverend Peterson.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of our children. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Baruch
Yah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, and that takes us right into our praise and testimony. Songs and poems. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. I want to get my praise report in first, and then I'll just go down the list. I just want to say that I just moved my baby daughter back to Atlanta, and may God bless her and the rest of my family. Amen.
Bless
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Betty, do you have anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Mom?
I'm going to attempt to sing Precious Lord.
Okay.
Go ahead and do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and me, lead me home. When my way grows me wrong, precious Lord, lean on him. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Through the night, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the dark in me appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, God my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord. Excellent. Thank you for precious Lord. Thank you. Okay. Auntie Carrie, anything you would like to share with the group?
I passed.
Okay, and that brings me to Miss William.
Okay, I would like to share a devotional thought from Entire Hole in the Water. Okay. It says, sometimes when you are feeling important, sometimes when your ego is in bloom, sometimes when you take it for granted, you are the best qualified in the room. Sometimes when you feel that you're going will leave an infillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist. Pull it out. And the hole that's remaining is a measure of how you will be missed. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir up the water galore, but stop, and you will find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The morale of this quaint example is do just the best that you can. And be proud of yourself, but remember, there's no indispensable man. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the hole in the washer. Amen. Okay.
That takes me right on into Daddy Verna. You have any good news you want to share with us? Well, actually, we're on praise and testimony. I'm sorry. Thank you for that, Ms. Liam and Daddy Verna. Waiting on you.
All righty. First, I'd like to say me and my wife got a brand new great-great-grandson born Friday morning.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, so that's one of them. So the next one, I didn't tell my wife what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try to blow a little bit too.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Brother.
And the song will be, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Man.
Amen. Bless your Lord.
I like the words in it, so I'm going to try to delve into the word, not the melody.
Hurry, good thanks.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. He was behind me, the cross before me. He was behind me, the cross before me. He was behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen.
Amen, Brookie.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that, Dad and Verna. We appreciate that song. I'm following Jesus, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Toda. Here with any praise, testimony, songs, or poems you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. You know, as it is, thank you very much, Sister Loretta. you know, it is written also in the book of Revelation. I read and came to you all on the new covenant. Even though the Lord prolonged his coming, he said, I come fast, and even so come Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit. I had to decide just to put a little mixing, a little music, a little instrumental and giving praise. But we should always be thankful for the Lord waking us up every day if we don't ask him to.
Right,
have us clothed in our right mind. We need to always give thanks first unto him and keep him first in all that we do. If God not in what all that we are about in life, then we are coming up short of the glory that he wishes for us to achieve for being born here. And thank him for the air that we breathe, because it don't belong to us, and that's about the only thing we get free. You get a lot of advice and opinion, but we don't listen to what God be wanting us to hear from him. And he's inside us. So we don't have an excuse since he has written his laws in our heart. And I would like to come out with something new from my born-again experience, and I'd like to say unto those to add on to the birthday list, I'd like to also wish those a happy Earth Day that have been born again who decided to walk with Jesus.
Okay.
And this is the new version for my culture of my new birth walking with Jesus. Oh, yesterday, Rabbi,
You see, they stole Jaja merchant ship. The minute they took I from their bottomless pit. But see, Jahan was made strong by the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. So won't you help yourself with songs of freedom? That's all that we will ever have. Redemption song. Redemption song. Emancipate yourself from your mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear of the common enemy, for none of them cannot stop at your time. So how long shall they kill our prophets while we just stand aside to look? Whoa! Some say they don't want to be a part of it. They should read your book. So won't you help yourself with these songs of freedom? It's the only life we have to live. Redeeming the time, my night. Redemption song. Redemption song. And let the redeemed say, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, all right. That takes us right into the Serenity Prayer. And Auntie Carrie, I hope I'm not stepping out in the left, but could you lead us with that, please?
No, you're right.
Cast your next to the left, and they shall be forever filled, as it is.
Amen.
Okay, God grant me.
God grant me.
The surrender to accept the things that I cannot change. The courage to change the things that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay, that takes us right into the closing, Matthew 6:9. Miss Williams, would you do the honor?
I would be happy to.
Amen. Everyone bow their head, please, and I thank you so much.
Okay.
Toda, yeah.
These are the words that the Lord taught his disciples, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be here done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, and I would just like to say I thank you all for your total dedication. The devil thought he had us tonight, but God put a stop to that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God has the power. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. And once again, I thank everyone. Gilbert, turn it off.
Yo, you work your way, let me work mine.
Gilbert, wait till I finish with this. Gilbert.
Yes.
Will you hold on, please?
I am on hold.
Okay, let me finish this out, and then you can do that part, okay?
No problem.
That concludes our program for tonight, and I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. We had people coming out of Psalms 100. Precious Lord was shared with us, and I decided to follow Jesus, the hole in the washer, the Hebrew version, Isaiah, all that was shared. So I hope there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. God is good all the time.
Amen.
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 And to keep that devil at bay, let when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And we're calling on Traveling Mercy. I'll be leaving within the next 2 days from Atlanta going back home. So I pray for Traveling Mercy. And everyone, Jesus loves you and so do I. Have a blessed week. Next week is the open session. I love you all. Thank you so much.
What a dog.
Good night.
Mr. DJ.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Let us thank all our guests that joined in from the Nettle Hour Prayer today. We'll love to have you all join in next Sunday for sure. But we always love to have a little seed for the meat. But nevertheless, when the students are ready to teach up here, we'd like to say to you all, what a job. Shalom. Shalom.